Hi, this is Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast, Soul School, Lesson 96, Let Your Heart Speak. I'm coming to you late on Tuesday night. It's very unusual that I make a recording this late because I will have this released on Wednesday, so I'll be putting this up pretty late on Tuesday. But I've had quite a week of website meltdown and getting help from a kind computer expert in India, and I've been trying to pull things together so that I can offer Soul School courses for the first time in May. And what I want to share today involves something from a book by Parker J. Palmer called Let Your Life Speak, Listening for the Voice of Vocation. And it's one of the books on the book list for the course I'll be teaching in May. It's a mini course. It'll be 6 days long. It'll start May 21st and be available on the website for you to do at your own pace. But then it'll end on the 27th of May on a Sunday evening, where I will wrap it up with a live broadcast on Facebook. I'll do a live presentation and we'll wrap things up and hopefully talk live with each other over the texting pieces of it and get to know each other a little bit. And there will also be a point where you can converse with each other through the course in a forum type of environment. Parker J. Palmer has been a person that I've really admired in his writing. And this book he wrote about Let Your Life Speak is something that is taken from his Quaker tradition. It is a phrase used in the Quaker tradition where you don't speak into your life and decide what you're going to do with your life. You let your life speak to you. This is one of the things we're going to be engaging with during this mini course. The mini course is called Listening to the Inner Voice of Love. It has a lot to do with things in Quaker spirituality, but also with Henry Nouwen's or Henri Nouwen's work by this similar name. And I will be delving into some of their work and what it means to listen to that still small voice and that inner voice of love to direct our lives, to give us homecoming. And it will be a really enriching time over that week-long span. There will be a few lessons and some readings and some reflections. And I think it'll be a really enjoyable time. So if you're interested in connecting with that, there will be some scholarships available too if you can't afford it, but it'll be under $15. If you want to connect with that, go to sparkmymuse.com and enroll or sign up for the update letter. And I'm still working on the website, so if you have trouble enrolling, just contact me and I will give you all the information that you need to know. There's a welcome packet, so I do need your email to send you that welcome packet. So Parker Palmer wrote this book after he had suffered a very debilitating clinical depression. He had been at first ashamed of his depression, and then he had spoken freely about it because he didn't want people to have the wrong idea of what depression is and how to walk through that and how it can deepen. He wouldn't wish it on anyone, but it can actually deepen and enrich your spiritual life. I'm going to read a little bit from there so you get kind of a sense of where we're going, the sort of depth I want to take us to within this mini course, and I hope in the future do more than mini courses, do more full-bodied courses. But it's people like us that do things like this. We delve in deeply, we reflect, we talk to each other, and we come out richer on the other side. From the jacket of the book, it says, "Is the life I'm living the same as the life that wants to live in me?" With this searching question, Parker Palmer begins an insightful and moving meditation on finding one's true calling. Let Your Life Speak is an open-hearted gift to anyone who seeks to live authentically. The book's title is a time-honored Quaker admonition, usually taken to mean, let the highest truths and values guide everything you do. But Palmer reinterprets those words, drawing on his own search for selfhood. Quote, "Before you tell your life what you intend to do with it," he writes, "listen for what it intends to do with you. before you tell your life what truths and values you have decided to live up to, let your life tell you what truths you embody, what values you represent. And I will read a little bit from the inside of the book, page 69. There are three books that I recommend that you get if you'd like to participate in this mini course. One of them is this book, Let Your Life Speak. This is more of an optional book. It's just great to have on hand. The other one is called A Hidden Wholeness, also by Parker J. Palmer. And we'll be taking a lot of value from that. And the other one is a more of a, you can take nuggets from it, and it's called The Inner Voice of Love from Henry Nouwen. These will all be in the show notes, and the show notes are free this week at patreon.com/sparkmymuse. You can go over there and find everything about the course, everything about the books, and purchase them if you want to use. They're not very much money, a few dollars, and I hope that they will enrich you. Even if you don't take the course, the books are fantastic. On page 69 of Let Your Life Speak, here is what Parker Palmer says. The way to God is down. When I was finally able to turn around and ask, "What do you want?" the answer was clear. I want you to embrace the descent into hell as a journey toward selfhood and a journey toward God. I had always imagined God to be in the same general direction as everything else that I valued, up. I failed to appreciate the meaning of some words that had intrigued me since I first heard them in seminary. Tillich's description of God as the ground of being. I had to be forced underground before I could understand that the way to God is not up, but down. The underground is a dangerous but potentially life-giving place to which depression takes us, a place where we come to understand that the self is not set apart or special or superior, but it is a common mix of good and evil, darkness and light, a place where we can finally embrace the humanity we share with others. That is the best image I can offer, not only of the underground, but also of the field of forces surrounding the experience of God. Years ago, someone told me that humility is central to the spiritual life. That made sense to me. I was proud to think of myself as humble. But this person did not tell me that the path to humility, for some of us at least, goes through humiliation, where we are brought low, rendered powerless, stripped of pretenses and defenses, and left feeling fraudulent, empty, and useless. A humiliation that allows us to regrow our lives from the ground up, from the humus of common ground. The spiritual journey is full of paradoxes. One of them is that the humiliation that brings us down to the ground, on which it is safe to stand and to fall, eventually takes us to a firmer and fuller sense of self. When people ask me how it felt to emerge from depression, I can only give one answer. I felt at home in my own skin, and at home on the face of the earth for the first time. Florida Scott Maxwell put it in terms more elegant than mine. Quote, "You need only to claim the events of your life to make yourself yours. When you truly possess all that you have been and done, you are fierce with reality." Unquote. I now know myself to be a person of weakness and strength, liability and giftedness, darkness and light. I now know that to be whole means to reject none of it, but to embrace all of it. Some may say that this embrace is narcissistic, an obsession with self at the expense of others, but that is not how I experience it. When I ignored my own truth on behalf of a distorted ego and ethic, I led a false self that caused others pain, for which I can only ask forgiveness. When I started attending to my own truth, more of that truth became available in my work and my relationships. I now know that anything one can do on behalf of true self is done ultimately in service, in the service of others. Others may say that, quote, embracing one's wholeness, unquote, is just fancy talk for permission to sin. But again, my experience is the contrary. To embrace weakness, liability, and darkness as part of who I am gives that part less sway over me, because all it ever wanted was to be acknowledged as part of my whole self. At the same time, embracing one's wholeness makes life more demanding, because once you do that, you must live your whole self. One of the most painful discoveries I made in the midst of the dark woods of depression was that part of me wanted to stay depressed. As long as I clung to this living death, life became easier. Little was expected of me, certainly not serving others. I had missed the deep meaning of the biblical teaching that I had always regarded as a no-brainer. Quote, I set before you life or death, blessing or curse. Therefore choose life. From Deuteronomy 30:19. Why, I wondered, would God waste precious breath on saying something so obvious? I had failed to understand the pervasive comfort we get from choosing death in life, emptying ourselves from the challenge of using our gifts, of living our lives in authentic relationships with others. I was finally able to say yes to life, a choice for which I am grateful beyond measure. Though how I found that yes remains a mystery to me. At one fork in the long road back to wholeness, when I was in fact walking along a country road past a freshly plowed field, I found a poem taking form within me. I offer it along with my unknowing as a token of hope to anyone who may be enduring the harrowing of depression. It's called Harrowing. The plow has savaged this sweet field, misshapen clods of earth kicked up, rocks and twisted roots exposed to view, last year's growth demolished by the blade. I have plowed my life this way, turned over a whole history, looking for the roots of what went wrong, until my face is ravaged, furrowed, scarred. Enough, the job is done. Whatever's been uprooted, let it be seedbed for the growth that's to come. I plowed to unearth last year's reasons. The farmer plows to plant a greening season. And that was Parker J. Palmer from his book, Let Your Life Speak, Listening for the Voice of Vocation. And in this case, listening to the voice of vocation is very similar then to what I want to be speaking of in the mini course in May called Listening to the Inner Voice of Love. It's this true listening to our authentic selves and to this cooperative thing that happens with the divine. And I really hope you'll join me. It'll be a week-long little event that we'll do together, and we'll communicate with each other and everybody else. If you need a scholarship for this, I want you to contact me on Twitter, at Lisa DeLay, or at my email, contact@sparkmymuse.com, and give me the reason why you'd like to take this course. And there is a limited amount of scholarships that I will hand out to people who are interested in taking this but don't have the money. I would be happy to have you. If you didn't get a chance to listen to last week's episode with Seth Godin, it is fantastic. And many more wonderful things are coming in the podcasts ahead, in the weeks ahead. Thank you so much for listening. If you have questions, if you have comments or suggestions, I'm happy to hear them. Let me know at contact@sparkmymuse.com. Thank you so much for listening, and may your day be blessed. if you've listened to the show and you've thought, wow, I wish I could find out a little bit more about someone mentioned or a book or a website, that's what show notes are for. I've created an all-access pass, and you can access the access pass for just $1. It unlocks all show note episodes, too. It's a reoccurring $1 a month, and you can cancel at any time. Just go to patreon.com/sparkmymuse. Patreon is like patron with an E. patreon.com/sparkmymuse. Remember to subscribe to the show on iTunes or your podcast app, and I invite you to sign up for my newsletter at sparkmymuse.com. I try to send out a message once or twice a month. If you enjoyed the show, please rate it on iTunes. Thank you so much for listening.